Ed Sheeran and Shivers. We are Quixie 98.3. It's Brian and Trisha, 9:16 on this Wednesday morning. So I'm reading about the fact that we may be buttering our bread wrong. How do you butter your bread?
It's a lot.
Do you like bread with your butter?
Yeah.
Okay. My mom is the same way. But do you put, like, do you take a piece of bread and you just put butter all over it?
The entire surface is completely covered, corner to corner, end to end, and maybe even lipping off the side a little bit.
Okay.
And thick.
Well,
it's probably enough butter for 4 or 5 pieces of bread.
Okay. There is an etiquette expert on YouTube, and he explains, or he says, that we've all been buttering our bread wrong our entire lives. I don't know how he knows that all of us are, but wrong as in you're doing it just wrong. He says taking a piece of bread and buttering the whole thing at once is wrong. The right way to do it involves a 4-step process. Okay, ready? Number one, take a piece of bread or bread roll and put it on your plate. Number two, use a knife to put a small amount of butter on your plate that's just for you. You shouldn't take it from the dish and put it directly on your bread because he says that's disgusting. Number three, take your piece of bread and break it up into smaller bite-sized pieces with your hands. Somehow, this is correct.
Seems like you're playing with your food.
Yeah. Okay. So this is etiquette. Okay. So, and number four, butter each bite-sized piece individually before you eat it. Never butter them all at once. And he claims that's the classy way to butter your bread.
If I was eating dinner, like say a prospective job interview, and like you're at a fancy dinner and your boss is looking at you and you are looking him in the eye or her. Uh-huh. And you're tearing your bread up in small pieces and then going over and over again, buttering each one and then popping it in your mouth, I think they would think you were a psychopath.
Or they may think that you're really classy if you're like this
guy. I don't know. People tearing up food with their hands at a dinner table seems like...
Why wouldn't you use your knife to cut it apart? And, you know, why are you using your hands for this guy? Why not use a knife?
Cut it into 16ths and then butter each piece with, you know, a dollop of butter.
But, okay, the whole thing with the butter dish at our house, we just put the butter dish on the table and then everybody gets a knife.
Right.
And you just take your own amount of butter and you just do what you want with it. Slather it on.
But do you go back in with the knife again after it's been on the bread?
If it's not been eaten, yes.
Okay.
Because I would consider that double dipping if you're putting it on a piece you've just eaten.
Let's say I apply it, but then I realize, I didn't get enough butter the first go around, but I've not yet touched it to my mouth. I'm only buttering. I could go back for more butter?
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that too. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, but if you've got it like in your mouth and you've eaten half of it and then you want to go put some more on the piece that you've already eaten on.
Then that's when you put it on your own little dish.
Yes. And then you have this etiquette expert is right at that point. Before then, I don't agree with him.
What about when you go to a restaurant and they give you those dinner rolls that are as big as my fist? Now, they usually have a little bit of kind of honey butter or drizzly butter on top of them.
Yes.
And they're very, very flaky. So if you do try to dip or put butter on them, then it just makes a giant crumble mess. Do you know what I do?
What?
Poke a hole in it and shove the butter inside.
Oh, that's smart. I have a story about the butter dish, when they give you this little individual container of the butter.
Yeah.
So I was on a first date back when I was in college, first date with this guy, and we were in this restaurant and it had the rolls and you get this, it was the kind that you could put ketchup in also. It was a bigger one. It was like paper and it's kind of pleated.
Right.
Okay, so it had the butter in it and I was nervously playing with it. And it was like soft butter, like a, you know, a scoop of soft butter.
Right.
And I'm nervously playing with it and just talking, whatever. Well, I squeezed it and the butter shot out of the dish and landed on my nose.
How hard were you squeezing it?
Paper, so it didn't matter. I mean, like it just did. I was like, of all places to land, this dollop of butter is now like on the tip of my nose. And so he was very gracious. He acted like nothing ever happened.
I like how you said it was a first date. Let's be honest, it was the only date. Hey, Brian and Trisha.
Hey, I was just gonna make a comment.
Sure.
Trisha's first date, if he couldn't handle a little better on her nose, he wasn't the right guy anyway.
I completely agree with
that. Well, yeah, that's true.
He was a very nice guy. He just was not the right guy.
Right.
Now, Gary, on the other hand, Gary can handle if I have butter hanging off my nose. I mean, he doesn't care.
He has probably, yeah, he has probably seen her like that.
Yes, he probably has.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Well, weighing in on the butter conversation, how do you butter bread or rolls or biscuits?
99.9% of the time, I do not use butter.
Really?
Yes.
Now, is there a reason for that?
Well, I try to be more healthy.
Okay.
So I just don't allow myself to have butter.
Well, I understand and accept that. That's a good answer.
And, of course, my mother thinks I'm crazy.
Well, I mean,
maybe you are.
She likes bread with her butter.
Yes.
Just like me. Like, I wish I had my own butter tub. I could just dip the bread in it like a chip and just eat it.
You and my mom and my daughter, Kirsten, yes, they are like that, too. They love the butter.
Well, I don't, you all are probably too young for this, but I remember when I was a little girl, my grandmother had a round cake of butter that she had in a butter dish. You know, it was a round cake of butter.
Yeah.
And I wish that you could still buy that just for sentimental reasons.
I'm not familiar with that.
You could probably buy those butter molds, an antique one, and just make it yourself.
I do have a mold that you can stamp butter. It's a antique, but yeah, I love all those types of things.
I'm going to have to look up the butter bowl. What did you call it? The butter?
It was pretty thick and it was round. And it was, like Mama would say, a cake of butter.
A cake of butter.
She had a butter dish that was round and the top that went over it.
Huh. I'm going to have to look that up.
Mm-hmm. Now, I had a grandmother that did not call margarine. Do you know what she called it?
No.
Oleo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
And some of the old recipes, they would write oleo.
Yep. And she did not buy real butter because it was expensive. She'd say, I have to go get some oleo.
Well, you know, I don't know what year it was, but in the last several years, I have to buy real butter. If I use it at all, it is real butter.
Yeah, I prefer real butter.
I didn't even use real butter until just a few years ago. And I find when cooking, it's so much better than margarine.
Yep.
It really is. Definitely.
I even have a favorite brand of butter now, and I never thought I'd ever have that.
So. How bougie is that?
Okay. It's not even the most expensive one. I just find it's the best for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.